With pleasure. Is it able, am I able to share my screen? Yes, I think I.
I don't see your screen yet. I see
Okay,
you,
but I.
but
Okay, sorry.
it should be possible. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you see it now?
Yes, that's
Thank you.
very good. Thank you.
Excellencies, distinguished delegates, and ladies and gentlemen. In some ways, it's quite easy for me to speak because the previous speaker spoke a lot about the details of some of the challenges we're seeing in relation to corruption when it comes to health. But just to briefly recap, I don't think that corruption in health isn't necessarily something that's just happened because of the pandemic. It's been a problem for a long time. I think it's in relation to the pandemic, I think it's well, we are well able to characterize corruption in COVID-19 as both a health and a governance crisis, requiring us to think about how we can work across health and governance agencies and organizations to see what we can do to solve it. In relation to how why WHO works on this topic, I mean, we've been working on this topic for a little while now in relation to our mandate, in relation to the right to health, and in particular in relation to our work to strengthen our member states' governance efforts. And why do we do this? I mean, even before the pandemic, it was clear that corruption was having a big impact on the achievement of the SDGs, both in terms of lives lost, loss of resources, the weakening health systems, and in particular, exasperating inequalities. We note that in many cases, corruption actually impacts on those furthest behind when it comes to the achievement of health outcomes. In terms of WHO's general approach to corruption, I mean, we're not an anti-corruption agency per se. We are a health agency. So, and we are here to strengthen our member states' ability to deal with corruption through our governance efforts. So we've taken the public health approach to corruption. Taking a public health approach in line with other agencies and other health problems, where instead of trying to tackle corruption as in a punitive way, we have chosen to focus on the root causes of corruption and what we can do to address them. So in terms of such an approach, we're very interested in understanding at a micro level what are the different factors that are impacting on corruption in countries. I think we want to move beyond generalizations into specific instances of looking at different health environments, such as clinics or supply chains where corruption happens, and better understanding why it's happening. Then I think we move to this process, given WHO's role, we then move to this process to better understand why it's happening, what might be working to address these kind of problems, and then to see whether or not we can help member states to evaluate interventions that might work better. And then through implementation to scale up policies and programs. And then back to the start to think about how this might impact on the problems that we're finding in health systems. I mean, this is very much a problem-driven approach to corruption, supporting our member states' efforts to address corruptions in their own health systems. In terms of the challenges posed by COVID-19, the previous speaker mentioned that the losses the countries are facing in terms of their response to COVID-19, and particularly in the health system. Even before COVID-19, we were looking at losses of close to $455 billion a year. And according to OECD estimates, nearly $1 trillion of procurement money lost to corruption. And one of the challenges that we face in relation to the pandemic is not just to respond to corruption at a time when governments are very stretched, but also how can we take steps to reduce the risk of corruption at the same time not compromising an effective public health response? Because what we've seen during the pandemic is that countries, to make sure that they are able to provide services and products quickly to their populations, they have actually loosened up a lot of their normal controls, their normal procurement rules, the normal probity rules, because they've had to make sure that they can produce resources in a very speedy fashion. So what's the solution to all of this? So in terms of the work that we've been doing, and remembering what I said about thinking about how this might impact on countries at a micro level, we are advocating for risk-based prioritization of anti-corruption approaches, very much focused on context, making sure that we determine which of these interventions might have the biggest impact in terms of transparency and accountability mechanisms that can be integrated into the public health response, planning and design to have the biggest impact. I think we have to be realistic. We can't do everything. So we're suggesting a prioritization process. We would suggest that prioritizing those forms of corruption that stand to most severely undermine the quality and the speed of the response are the most important. And the other thing that I want to emphasize is the importance, and I think the makeup of the panel today and the distinguished speakers and delegates really emphasizes this, that we need to adopt multi-stakeholder approaches to this topic, to raise awareness and to bridge the gap between the health and anti-corruption communities, between health and governance, and promote dialogue and cooperation to make the best use of available resources. Because we've noted that in many instances, there isn't always enough dialogue between the health and anti-corruption communities. And then lastly, I just wanted to stress that we think that tackling corruption during the pandemic and even after the pandemic is very much a collective action problem. So we do need to have a better approach to approaching anti-corruption as a collective action problem in terms of knowledge sharing, catalytic partnerships, coordination of collective action and resource mobilization to address corruption. And in light of that, WHO participates with partners from UNDP, the World Bank, and the Global Fund in the CATCH Coalition, which is the Coalition on Anti-Corruption, Transparency, and Anti-Corruption in Health, which was convened in Geneva in 2019 in recognition of the need to address corruption as a collective action problem. We do have many examples of good practices during the pandemic, and I'm very happy to provide those in the chat, but I'd like to stop there because I'm conscious of the need for timeliness, and also because I don't want to repeat any of the important points made by the previous speaker. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Clark, for your concise...